A Texans triumph on Sunday afternoon means you get a free Texans slush, a 20-ouncer, at participating Houston area Sonic locations. This Sonic game recap goes inside the locker room and hears from some of the stars at Sunday's game.
It's definitely a statement game for many reasons. You know, the Ravens are, you know, highly regarded as one of the top teams in the league. You know, we've never had a chance to beat them, you know, the many times we face them. Besides that, we just wanted to bounce back from last week. You know, we weren't the same team that showed up last week. You know, we came out with more intensity, you know, a greater sense of urgency, and just performed in all facets of the game, you know, and we just wanted to put our best effort out there, you know, and we knew we had a chance to get to the top of the AFC heading into the bye week, and that's something that we really, really, you know, wanted to do and got it done.
It was big because, you know, this team was a good football team. You know, they had the same record as we did. And we wanted to see how we were going to respond. I'm sure everybody else did too. But we knew how we were going to respond. We had a great week of practice. We prepared real hard. And if you go out there and make the plays and do the things like you do during the week to prepare, you're going to get a win.
You got to give credit to Matt. You know, he did some great things, stepping up in the pocket and finding me in certain situations. And we connected a few times on that 2-minute drive. And I think it was like the longest 2-minute drive I've ever been a part of in terms of how many plays we ran. But everyone did a great job up front. It feels good to be able to contribute and you know, make plays and be a part of a game like this.
I don't even know if I was blocked or got unblocked or whatever, but, you know, I just seen an opportunity and just made it, made the best of it. And then, you know, he fumbled it, and I was hoping somebody would have recovered. But, I mean, it was cool. At least we got the safety when Connor came in and got the second sack. But other than that, I mean, it just shows how hard work pays off.
That's always the goal. The first goal is to stop the run, and then you want to get after the passer and fluster him and make him make some decisions he doesn't want to make. Obviously, Jay Jill's pick is huge. Connor's sack is huge. I mean, there's a whole bunch of factors there. And once you get in the quarterback's head, it's tough for him to get back on track, especially with the way our defense was playing.
You know, I think we just calm down and start being us. You know, I think that, you know, in that game, one thing that I did notice is it just was always trying to find the perfect rush against the perfect protection that they was doing, you know, so that you could get a sack. You know, once it goes so long without you getting a sack, that's what you do. But once we just pinned our ears back and we knew they had to drop back and pass, you know, we just was being ourselves, and then play started to happen.
No, but at the same time, it's just one game. You know, a lot of people ask, was it a revenge game or anything like that? I tell them no, because it's not the same situation. You know, it's not the same guys on the field. You know, it's a different team. So, you know, like I said, it was a big win for us. We knew that coming into this game, and, you know, we're just going to get ready for Buffalo.